Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning, please, to the book of Peter, 1 Peter. Thank you, Lord. We're beginning a new series this morning, and I'm excited about it. I'm pumped about it. I believe you will be too, and I would ask you to believe with me. You understand, if you've been in this very long, that utterance, what kind of services we have and what kind of teaching and preaching comes out of your ministers, is greatly affected by the hearer. You know, Paul said on more than one occasion, he said, I would have gone into this or that. He said, but you weren't able to hear it. So it wasn't just the issue that God didn't give him the revelation. It's that he didn't release him to minister it to him because he said, you were not ready for it. And so much of that has to do with growing and developing. How many have ever listened to a set of tapes or read a good book about the Word or read the Word itself and maybe read the same thing for years and then you read it for the 40th time, right? 8 years after you read it that first time or heard it that first time, and man, saw some things, and it was there all the time. Why didn't you see it the first time? Why didn't you see it the 10th time or the 20th time? Well, so many times you have to grow. Take natural childhood. How many know that there are things a 3-year-old or 4-year-old can ask you that it's just difficult to answer? You could tell them, but they wouldn't know any more about it after you got through telling them. Why? They're just going to have to develop some, right, in order to comprehend what you're telling them. They're going to have some experience and some things to compare it to and relate it to. Well, spiritual things are that way. That's why we need to keep hearing the same word over and over again, because in truth, we won't be hearing the same thing. Amen. We'll be seeing new things all the time. Well, in this new series, we're going to pray and release our faith, but we are going to be speaking about the offerings of the Lord. The offerings of the Lord. Let's pray and we'll read this text here. Father, we submit ourselves to you this morning. We reverence your Holy Spirit, our teacher and our guide. We reverence and honor your holy word. With it you quicken us. You enlighten the eyes of our heart and understanding. Speak to us exactly what you would. Grant us utterance full, precise, complete. Grant everyone ears that hear and eyes that see and a heart that perceives and understands. And we purpose not to be hearers only or forgetful hearers, but by your grace, we commit to being doers, to put into practice what you show us. And we know as we do, we will be blessed because you are faithful to watch over your word and perform it in the life of the doer. Amen. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer.
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 Of the word of God.
Now in 1 Peter chapter 2, we're going to be reading in verse 5. I'm excited. I have an idea of where we're going. Preachers have to watch it. You know, you'll get ahead of yourself because you're wanting to get somewhere. 1 Peter 2 and 5. He says, you also as lively stones, living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to do what? to offer up. I'm reading in the New Testament now, right? Why are we living stones? Why are we built up a spiritual house? Why are we made a holy priesthood in order to what? Offer up. Offer up spiritual sacrifices that are what? Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Listen to the Amplified. Come and like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house for a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood to offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Have we been made unto our God kings and priests? Well, in order to understand the priesthood, you got to go to the Old Testament. Right? And you got to see what God gave, which is a type of what is fulfilled now in the new covenant. But what did priests do? What's one of the main things they did? They offered up sacrifices and offerings on a daily basis. There was a continuous stream of offering up, and the people would bring them, and the priest would offer them up, and they'd offer up burnt offerings, peace offerings, whole burnt offerings, drink offerings, meal offerings. I mean, the list goes on and on, but they were in the service of offerings. Are we to be involved with offerings today? Obviously, this is New Testament. We've been made a holy priesthood. What do priests do? They offer up sacrifices and offerings that are acceptable. Why would you use that word? You wouldn't use that qualifier unless that there were those offerings and sacrifices that are not acceptable. Unacceptable. To offer up sacrifices, offerings that are acceptable, and the Amplified says, pleasing to God. So we're going into a study now with the Holy Ghost of the offerings of the Lord, because we want to know if this is what we're supposed to be doing, if we are a new covenant, spiritual priesthood, and a big part of our operation and service is to be offering up spiritual sacrifices, we need to know about it. And I desire to know the will of God on these things. Don't you? When you begin to talk about offerings, so many times people's, their mind just gravitates to money. And there are many, many people that get irritated at the very mention of it. At the very mention of offerings or tithes or giving, they get irritated. I don't mean a few people. I mean a lot of people. Do you know how I know? Personal experience. I've heard about it more than I care to. And I think you believe me when I say, if the Lord spoke to me and revealed to me, Keith, don't say anything else about offerings. You know what Keith would do? I wouldn't say a thing about it. Save me some persecution. Did you hear me? Sure. But in contrast, I believe the Lord's directed us to do this. Amen. To delve into this about the offerings of the Lord. And to stay with it until we're rooted and grounded in what He said. As we go further in these things, I think you'll find that so much of what is believed and talked and practiced in so many churches is tradition and not the Word. It's things that people have gotten used to and they've come to expect and some people have come to accept, but it's not the Word. And one reason I said I'm excited, because what does the truth do for you? It makes you free. I'm convinced, And I'll just go ahead and prophesy to you that there are many people going to get free. Many people, not just in this place, but all over the place, out from out of here, going to get free in this area. There needs to be a lot of deliverance from lies and wrong thinking. So we're talking about the offerings of the Lord. Now, if you found something that was mentioned in the Bible 20 times, would you believe that was important? What if it was mentioned 100 times? What if the same thing was mentioned 500 times? Would it be important? What if the same thing was mentioned over 1,000 times? That's how many references there are to offerings. Over 1,000 references to offerings in the Bible. And why do you have a lot of people say, I wish they wouldn't talk about offerings? These are ignorant folks. Right? Ignorant of the Bible. Ignorant of the will of God, because in all those 1,000+ references of talking about offerings, who was talking about offerings? Oh, it's something, I mean, to go back and look at how much detail the Lord went into with His people about, you'll have this offering, and you do it this way, and you do this offering, and you do it this way, and you don't do it this way, and you never do it this way, and you always do it this way, over 1,000 references of the Lord saying, this is how I want my offerings. Whose idea is it? This is important. It's majorly important. And I got some answers. I got some answers this week on some things that have bugged me in times past. I think we can begin to touch on it some today. But you're believing with me now. Now, I'm not just talking, not just today, but throughout this whole series. Would you believe with me for revelation?
Yes.
Believe with me for utterance now? I'm studying. I got a lot more to do. You might imagine. 1,000+ references just on that. And I'm going to look at every one of them close. There's revelation. Thank God there's some things we've seen, but there's a lot more that we will see. Believe with me. Expect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The First Offerings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102A. That's R1102A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.